You're it, the perfect shape, the sure fit. Got a mind and a body to explore with. Got a heart and a soul that are both enormous. The world needed one more kid, it sure did, and you're it. The perfect shape, the sure fit. Got a mind and a body.
Well, what you are hearing right now is the work of Secret Agent 23 Skidoo and their album, which is called The Perfect Quirk, is nominated for a Grammy Award. And let me introduce you to the man behind it. Good morning. Who do I have here?
Hey, how you doing there, Mike?
Good, thanks. I need to know more about Secret Agent 23 Skidoo. Can you tell me about the band?
Yeah. Well, I've been rapping and producing with various hip-hop bands for about 20 years. And about 8 years ago, my daughter turned 5, and I just really wanted to spend a lot more time with her, and I wanted to share what I love with her. And so I taught her how to rap, and we created a band with my wife and my daughter, and we started going on the road, and it really caught on. And so that's mainly what I've been doing for the last 7 or 8 years now. It's awesome.
Well, that's fantastic, and congratulations on your Grammy nomination too. That's got to be exciting. How did you find out?
Well, actually, it's funny. I teach rhyme writing workshops as well, and I was teaching a rhyme writing workshop around here, around where I live out in California. And I knew that day was when it was going to be announced, but I knew that it would be very distracting for me if I had my phone on, because I'd keep thinking, oh, somebody's going to text me or somebody's going to tell me. So I had my phone off. And then I kept my phone off because it was kind of at that point like, well, I want to have a special place when I turn the phone back on, not like while I'm over here walking through the hall or over here in the bathroom or whatever. So I kind of kept waiting on it. And then my wife started pulling up in the car, driving like crazy. And she just jumps out and goes, yeah, you did it. You got nominated.
So. Well, Ed, I believe you're based in Asheville these days. Is that right?
No, actually, I moved out to California about 2 years ago.
Okay.
I was in Asheville for 16 years before that, but I'm out here in Northern California now.
Okay, and how's that transition been?
Oh, it's great. It's great. The weather here is amazing.
I'm glad to hear it. So, you mentioned you teach rhymes in schools with kids. Do you find kids are pretty quick to pick up rap idioms and join in with the songs that you write?
Yeah, they really are. I mean, rap is pretty ubiquitous at this point. Everybody's pretty familiar with it, and kids just love it. There's like a lot of excitement in it. You know, it kind of matches where kids are already at, because a lot of kids like to talk fast. They like to jump up and down, bounce off the walls. So, you know, that's what hip-hop is all about.
And let's take a little listen. This is a song from the Grammy-nominated album from Secret Agent 23 Skidoo called The Perfect Quirk. This song is called Imaginary Friend.
Acrobat, he does backflips while we play hacky sack. Nobody fast as us when we run in races, but he cracks me up making funny faces. It gets on my nerves when he's sitting in a chair and people sit on him like Pickles isn't there. Come on, he's real, just like me. Only one thing on which we disagree.
My imaginary friend says I'm the imaginary friend, which means I'm imaginary then if he's right, and I'm really not sure that he's wrong, so I might be made up like the words that is all.
That's a lot of fun. Are you touring much in support of the CD? Hang on, let me ask you that again. Are you touring much in support of the CD?
Yeah, I am. I'm going all over the place this summer. I went all over the place last year. I just booked a gig in Winnipeg Folk Festival up in Canada, which I'm really excited about. So, yeah, we'll be all over the place. We're going to Indianapolis next month for the Indianapolis Museum of Modern Art. It's having a hip-hop exhibition. So that's going to be great. We're going to go teach rhyme writing workshops, do shows, and bring in a break dancer with me. Yeah, we'll be all over the United States. We'll be in Canada. And, you know, if all of my wishes go well, we'll be in Europe before too long.
Oh, that's great. One question I wanted to ask you is, I think a lot of people have misperceptions about rap and kids. And I think we're in a perfect position for you to maybe correct some of those. We're really talking about poetry and a contemporary idiom that really helps with literacy and communication and quick thinking, right?
Well, we are. And also, you know, hip-hop rap is essentially a folk music, right? It comes from the people, speaks for the people, and that was what it was culturally for a really long time, and it was a very powerful tool to empower both the individual and the culture. It was really only when it was picked up by more corporate interests and, you know, people who just wanted to make money off of it that it became what it a lot of people recognize it as now, which is a lot more violent and a lot less intelligent. But what I grew up on in what's called the golden age of hip-hop in the early 90s, that was very intelligent and very artistic and very self-empowering. And, you know, that's the thread that I continue to bring forward.
Well, best of luck for the upcoming Grammy Awards, and congratulations again on your nomination. And thanks for being here so early with us this morning. I know on the West Coast it's much earlier. Secret Agent 23 Skidoo, the album is called The Perfect Quirk, and watch for his album on the Grammys. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Rise up out of my pillars like a funky Godzilla. Throw all my bunny slippers this soft like chinchillas.
I get out of bed and stand up, fuzzy like a panda, with the coolest pajamas from here to Alabama.
Hey yo, your father needs some Java, my brain be kinda hazy.
That pillow fight was crazy, but I slept just like a baby.
Yo, I just stand up from bed, my style is scrambled like eggs.
Strongest brush in the land, you couldn't handle my head.
Next is breakfast, we'll go to town and eat and get juice.
But y'all, we feeling loose and we don't need an excuse. I'm too warm, my jammies on my jam.
My morning uniform.
I rock them all day and feel special like a unicorn.
It's not the norm to walk around town in your fuzz, but I loves how it feels, so I does what I does.
With bedhead, who said just for sleeping till dawn?
Hey yo, my PJs are comfortable and keeping them on. Come on, we stay in our PJs all day.
Once again, that Secret Agent 23, Skidoo, PJs All Day is the name of that song. You can hear all of our interviews with all five Grammy-nominated artists for Best Children's Album on IQ Kids Radio all week long, and you can also look for them at neighborhoodvoices.org.